While Colorado and Washington allow the recreational use of marijuana, and states like Massachusetts have legalized the drug for medicinal purposes, the federal government considers it a Schedule I drug. That puts it in the same category as drugs like heroin. The legal uncertainty creates confusion for teens, according to a countywide study cited by Lenox Public Schools Superintendent Edward Costa.
The kids right now are confused, and rightly so. They're hearing that there's a medical use. So they're not equating marijuana to the same standard of tobacco. They've answered unanimously that tobacco is not good for you biologically, and yet they answer differently for marijuana.
The study was discussed at a forum Wednesday night that drew more than 75 parents and students. The event's guest speaker was Rick Cresta, a clinical social worker and professor at the Boston University School of Social Work.
My point of agreement is marijuana, and I believe this, may cause less harm than all other drugs, including alcohol. But that does not mean it's harmless.
Cresta says because of its federal classification, it's very difficult to get funding to study the effects of marijuana in the United States. Most of the findings come from foreign countries. Cresta says the legality question and the uncertainty of the drug's effects cause confusion for parents as well as their teens.
Parental views are different about marijuana than all other drugs, right? So if someone had a kid who was drinking every day, the parent would not rest until they did something about that, right? If someone has a kid who's smoking weed every day, they're concerned. But it's different, right? And I will say there is less urgency.
Cresta's talk focused on preventing teens from chronic marijuana usage, defined as little as 2 to 3 times a week. He says studies have shown that until age 24, the brain is still developing and the compound THC found in marijuana damages the prefrontal cortex, which supports long-term planning, problem-solving, and emotional stability.
Because if I use weed to help me chill, okay, and it's working, well, guess what? Stress is going to be part of my life forever. So if I haven't learned other ways, then I will become dependent, or I am dependent on marijuana.
Cresta says with potential medical benefits, indirect negative impacts, and a public view that is acceptingly undecided, marijuana is different than most other substances. Rich Waller is the father of a Lennox senior.
There's not as many resources in the community for addressing marijuana addictive use, but there's enormous resources for addressing alcohol use. And I think that's a key difference.
Elias Williams is a freshman at Lenox. He says the perception of marijuana as being less dangerous than other drugs has led to increased use among teens.
I'd say alcohol is more of a common thing where drugs are more frowned upon, but I'd say marijuana is paired with alcohol. In terms of not as serious.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Health awarded provisional licenses to 20 medical marijuana dispensaries in February. The 2012 voter-approved law allows for a maximum of 35 dispensaries statewide, with at least one in each of the Commonwealth's 14 counties. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.